Oh, well, it's a tacos and gorditas and things like that are easier to buy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a garden outside in your backyard?
Mostly flower garden. Uh-huh. Occasionally we'll plant a vegetable or two, but not much.
Mm-hmm. What kind of vegetables might you grow?
Well, I have in the past. I've grown strawberries and asparagus and spinach, radishes, lettuce.
Mm-hmm. We used to grow strawberries, but our turtles would always get them.
That's right. I had a turtle, but he disappeared.
What kind of, do you have any fruit trees?
Not anymore.
What did you used to have?
Oh, we had a peach and an apple, but they were dwarf trees and they didn't live but 10 or 12 years.
Did your parents grow any vegetables?
Yes. My father had a garden of vegetables, cantaloupe and asparagus and things like that. And then in late in his life, they moved up to a farm and they had an extensive vegetable production up there, but they had a man that took care of it.
Oh, okay. What kind of farm was it?
It was a cotton farm, but mm-hmm. they kept a cow and it's a complete farm.
What other kinds of animals did they have?
Horses. And then they would fatten animals, feed them for 3 or 4 months, like sheep occasionally and cattle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What other kinds of crops do people grow in El Paso?
Well, they grow cotton, both long staple and regular cotton, upland cotton. They grow alfalfa. They grow, have grown in times past, lettuce, onions, sugar beet seed, the seed for sugar beet, not raising sugar beets for sugar, but they raise it to produce seed. Hmm. They've grown chilies. It's a pretty fair crop of chilies in the El Paso area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The yellow vegetable that you eat, like that is called?
Corn.
Uh-huh. And what do you have to peel off the corn to prepare?
The husk.
And what's underneath the husk? There's some white stringy
some
stuff.
Silk.
Okay. Usually with Mexican meals, you eat what? What comes along with it?
A tortilla or a...
Oh, well, okay, you can...
bread or bolillo?
You can get just all enchiladas, or you can get enchiladas with something and something.
Oh, enchiladas with beans and rice.
What kinds of beans are they usually?
Well, I call them frijole beans. But
mm-hmm. What are the little tomatoes that are this big? What are they called?
Tomatillos.
Oh, the red ones, though.
Oh, I don't. I just call them. What is the name for them? Cherry tomatoes, I believe they call them.
Okay. And the brown vegetable that grows under the ground is called?
Well, it would be sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes or whatever.
Okay. There's some vegetables that come in a lot of different shapes and colors, and they you can bake them. What are they called? They might be like this big and yellow or...
Squash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different kinds of squash.
Mm-hmm.